Hi, I'm with Kevin Rowan, who's the Regional Secretary here at the Northern TUC in Newcastle. We're meeting at a time where trade union membership is at its lowest point since the start of the 1980s. Kevin, what do you think are the main reasons for this?
I think there are a number of issues that have caused the decline in trade union membership and the reduction in collective bargaining. I think certainly economic change, industrial change has been the biggest factor. We've seen the areas where trade unions are strongest in manufacturing, in energy, in other kind of large industrial bases, disappearing from our economic base in large numbers. And the public sector continues to shrink, particularly in the last few years. And that's been a kind of direct, that's led to a direct impact on trade union membership. But also we're seeing where there is growth in the economy, it tends to be in areas where we don't have a trade union footprint. And that's caused some difficulties for trade unions in terms of their organising strategies, getting through the door. Particularly, I think, in the face of quite a strong government-led misrepresentation of what trade unions are all about.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that political apathy has an impact as well?
Political apathy among citizens?
Well, everyone, really. Mostly young people.
I think that there certainly is an issue about linking what trade unions do with some of the interests that particularly young people have. We find that when we talk to young people about trade unions, there's no strong opposition to trade unionism. It's just a lot of young workers are often in workplaces where there's no trade union presence at all, and just simply don't know or understand what trade unions are. But I wouldn't say that those group of workers are politically apathetic. Mm-hmm. I think we understand from the anti-war movements, from the anti-cuts movements, from the anti-austerity kind of campaigns, is that young people are as politically active today as they've always been. Mm-hmm. And we know that where workplaces have an active and strong trade union, young workers are as likely to join as workers of any other age. And in fact, public opinion is very supportive of trade unions. Like 76% of the public think trade unions are a force for good on pay. There's something like 70% of the public think the campaigns on public sector are the right thing to do, including industrial action.
Yeah.
The challenge for us as a trade union movement is to transform those positive attitudes into positive action.
Uh-huh. So how do you think unions can make themselves more relevant to young people?
Well, I think trade unions are relevant to young people. I think the concerns that young people in work have around low pay, around insecurity, around lack of access to training and progression are exactly the kind of issues and concerns that trade unions have on their agenda. I don't think it's about trade unions making themselves relevant. I think what we need to try and do is find ways in which we can develop better links with young workers, because as I say, young workers are often in workplaces where there is no trade union voice. So we need to be a bit more creative about how we get the message of trade unionism to young people and how we enable young people to understand that trade unions are there as part of the solution.
And as we get closer to the regional annual conference, how do you feel the relationship between local and central government has been affected, and do you think that'll be a divisive issue at the conference?
I think certainly, you know, central government are penalising local government and hanging them out to dry for the cuts that the central government are making. And it's particularly the case in this region where we've got more Labour authorities than anywhere else. I mean, there's some evidence to say the average cut in local government is around £61 per head nationally, but in this region, some of the cuts are 10 times bigger than southern Conservative-led local authorities. So there's clearly a tension between local government and central government, particularly Labour authorities, and we've seen that played out in the scale of cuts that Labour authorities in our patch have had to make. And we need to find ways in which we can work with local government in that situation to make sure that the vulnerable are protected. and that we jointly campaign against the cuts that central government are making.
Okay, everyone, thank you very much.
Thank you.